A lot of people say that Jesus is their moral guide, but cannot share our belief that he is God. They lack faith. Although they cannot bring themselves to believe that Jesus is God, they're good people, and many do search for meaning in life, for hope. After all, if there's no meaning, what's the point of it all? We should pray those people will be given the gift of faith. But once someone goes that step further and completely denies the existence of God, the inevitable conclusion is that our existence is just a blip, a chance event. Then you die. How depressing is that? Today's second lesson explains why we Christians have a very different outlook. St. John tells us he saw a new heaven and a new earth. Yet you'd look in vain in what he writes to find any chronological description of the end of the old heaven and the old earth. We might get the wrong idea because John is using a word that does not exist in English. John has a choice of words for the one English word of new. New in Greek can be neos, it means new in the sense of time, as in I replace my 9-year-old car with a brand new one. I haven't. There is another word in Greek for new, kainos. This is the word for new that John uses today. Kainos describes newness in terms of quality, as in something being radically new. St. John's new heaven and new earth is not about a new creation. It's about a radical change in our understanding of heaven and earth, a new relationship between God and humanity. It's a bit like when we say someone's become a new man after becoming a father, say. It doesn't mean he's a completely different person, a new person. It means he has new attitudes and new ideas, a new understanding of life. The reality of the resurrection left Jesus' disciples transformed. They saw the risen Jesus with their own eyes. It gave them a completely new understanding of the meaning of life and death. The terrifying curse of death had been beaten. The dreadful fear of dying, a fear that there might be, after all, nothing after death, had been removed. And it meant they lived their lives energized, transformed, convinced, living and working to get themselves and others to our heavenly home. Before the resurrection took place, people could believe in God as much as they liked. But true belief, the kind of belief that gave people the confidence to completely surrender themselves into the hands of God, come what may, would hit a brick wall when it came to death. If you're not convinced of life after death, there'll always be that niggling doubt that even if God exists and keeps each of us alive, perhaps he only exists for those who are alive. If God can create life, isn't he entitled to destroy life, to annihilate people? No life after death? Well, I think it's a logical, reasonable argument. It's feasible. It's still an argument that's very popular today. Many of those who ponder on these things and find themselves unable to accept a supernatural God, they're forced to limit themselves to contemplating just the here and now. They might indeed think there's something there, some sort of life force, but they can't put their finger on it. If there's nothing after this life, they reason, then the source of all life must be found in the wonders of Mother Nature. Such people talk confidently about Mother Earth, about the environment, of the immutable laws of science. And don't get me wrong, I'm a biologist. I recognize the laws of science. I'm an environmentalist. The earth, the ecosystem, it's very important. It should be cherished. These ideas are entirely consistent with being a Catholic. But the idea of there being nothing after we die has always haunted mankind. Indeed, in Jesus' time, the Jews just had no real idea of what life after death meant. Their old belief had been that when you die, you'd go to a kind of suspended animation in a place they called Sheol. It was all a little unsatisfactory. not very convincing, so they didn't really talk about it. But we Christians are not afraid to talk about death. The resurrection has changed everything. What the disciples witnessed, the reality of the resurrection, made real through their contact with the risen Jesus, their transforming revelation of God, it completely changed what they understood of this world and of the next. They realized they were not destined to be like frozen zombies in Sheol and the old earth. They were not destined to be excluded from heaven. That was the old idea of heaven. No, Jesus, we call him the resurrection and the life. He told them straight that heaven was now open for them to enjoy, a place to be welcomed by a true friend, someone who'd prepared everything for them. The old ideas were gone. These revolutionary new ideas found meaning through the twin events of the crucifixion and the resurrection. The crucifixion is about God dying a human death. The resurrection is about mankind receiving divine life. The two events are really one. The combined crucifixion-resurrection was a tremendous leap forward in our understanding, giving us a completely new take on the meaning of life. That's what St. John means by a new heaven and a new earth. An understanding of the new heaven, which we are destined to be part of, and of a new earth where justice and love would ultimately triumph against injustice and hatred. These first Christians knew they were on a winner. They truly believed. They believed, regardless of what it would mean for them in the future. They were convinced. They had faith. And so do we.